are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. Last year, around the 24th mile of the Detroit Free Press Marathon, 60-year-old Pat Vanderbush of Lawton collapsed following a heart attack. He survived the medical incident. He's here today to talk about it. And believe it or not, he's running again this year. Pat, welcome to Opportunity Detroit.
Thanks so much for the kind greeting.
So this is an interesting story. Tell us what happened last year.
So everything was going well leading up to the race. Planning was going as expected. This would have been my 13th marathon, and I had laid it out. So it was my 60th birthday. It'd be my first time running an international marathon. Morning of the race, everything, all preparations went exactly as planned. I went, left our hotel in Southfield and arrived at found a convenient place to park, got myself in the corrals ready for the race. And as our corral was released, I took off, and we were crossing the Ambassador Bridge as the sun was coming up over Windsor and Detroit. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And the rest of my day was, the next 3 hours were just that amazing. It was unlike a typical race for me, where I'm always thinking about, my pacing, my stride, miscellaneous pains and fatigue. Everything was going great that day. I looked at my watch and I was just reached mile 24 and was already thinking about the finish line and still feeling great, unusually not tired for being that far into the race, 4 hours, 3 hours and 58 minutes in at that exact moment. And that's the last thing I remember on the race course. Next thing, I open my eyes and I'm looking at strange ceiling tiles and DMC, and realize I'm strapped. My arms are strapped down to a bed and I'm intubated, so I'm struggling to breathe normally. And next thing I know, I see my family in the doorway of the hospital, and I'm told that in the seconds after I came to and realized that I'd been running a race, I started thinking to myself, well, goodness, I was feeling good, so I must have been hit by a car. That could be the only thing that could explain the fact that my chest feels like it's been caved in and my face is all busted up. And I thought, well, no, there are barriers to prevent cars from being on the race course, so, ooh, maybe I tripped over a curb or something. And, oh, goodness, did a whole bunch of runners trip behind me? Did I start a string of dominoes that knocked down 20 runners? Oh, my goodness, what'd they do wrong? And so once I was able to communicate, I was curious what was going on. I was told that I had went into cardiac arrest and collapsed on the course. And I was in Detroit Medical Center at Harper University Hospital. And they put two stents in me, and I was recovering more quickly than expected.
Oh, my gosh. So you were initially treated when you fell by a marathon volunteer and actually a physician from Henry Ford Health?
Yes, correct.
So you're the luckiest man on the face of the earth?
I certainly am a lottery winner, that's for sure, yes. This could have happened any place along the race course, and of course I run distance every Saturday morning. If this would have happened during my normal runs in Kalamazoo area, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm.
So, Pat Vanderbush, you had no signs that you were about to have a heart attack just in your daily life or even running that day?
No, exactly. Wow. Nothing. And I met with my primary care physician in September, a month before, and we talked about, I'm going to be 60 years old, sure, some things to look for, but he had no concerns. All my numbers looked, they were a little elevated, but nothing that needed to be treated. And I'd run 12 marathons previously and a couple dozen half marathons, no concerns. And, I've been basically what had happened, what led to this was that 25 sedentary, I had plaque buildup in my arteries. And for some reason, at 4 hours and 1 minute into my race that day, they decided that it looked like a good time to leave where they were currently fixed to my arteries and go for a little ride.
Mm. So that's what happened. The plaque kind of broke away and ended up causing the heart attack.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. This is an incredible story. So now we fast forward, and you continue to run once you've recovered. Talk about this part of the story.
So it wasn't overnight. I did participate in, through the local hospital, I participated in a cardiac rehab program. And day one of the program, we set out goals for me. And I told them that, you know, my goal was by the time, by December 31st, when I'd be finishing the program, that I'd be running 3 miles. And after several weeks in the program, I started to think that maybe they'd forgotten that. But one day I arrived and they said, well, we know you want to start running. So how about you, you want to give it a shot today? And so they let me run for a minute and then walk for 2 minutes and repeat that process for a few minutes. So my 50th day after my heart attack, I was able to run 1 minute.
So 50th day after the heart attack, you're able to run 1 minute. How did you keep going so that now this year you're going to do the half marathon, right?
Correct. And in fact, I did. So my rehab continued through the end of 2024. And actually, on New Year's Eve, I ran 5 miles in memory of a runner that had fallen and had passed away on the day of the marathon. So I built up to a 5 mile run by December 31st.
That's incredible. With no trouble, just feeling great and right back in the saddle.
Great might be not the right adjective, but feeling good. Feeling I was well enough and healthy enough that it wasn't too much of a struggle.
You know, and to this point about cardiac rehab, one of the things that I think is great about cardiac rehab is it gives heart patients the confidence to know that they can exercise again. Talk about that, Pat.
Wow, that's well articulated. Yes, exactly. And confidence is the exact term that I would use too. Is, you know, you're feeling, even though I felt healthy every day, I always was nervous that, you know, I was told part of my heart died, and you know, I didn't know what I had, and having the fact that I had no symptoms leading up to this was a concern, because, you know, there might be no further symptoms, and it could recur. But so with the cardiac rehab program, it was a 12-week program. It did build the confidence that, my heart was strong enough to allow me to participate in things I've always enjoyed doing and to move forward.
And this year, you and the family are going to volunteer near the spot where you collapsed. Another great part of the story, Pat Vanderbush.
I am so excited about that, too. And the volunteer that administered CPR to me initially, she will be there. So I'll be standing side by side with her, handing out water.
That's incredible. How did you get into running? Did you just decide that you needed to get healthier?
Well, that was certainly it. You know, after 25 years of being sedentary and working as an engineer and being a father, you know, I had developed this great hybrid dad engineer bod that So I thought, this is a good time. And my daughter signed up for Girls on the Run, which is a program I'm a very strong advocate for. And I wanted to run. I wanted to just run with her. So that was the straw that was the initiator for my starting to run. And I ran through my late 40s. And I'd kind of had a bucket list item to when I turned 50 to run a marathon, which seemed like a really aspirational goal at the time. But so that was my goal. And so I built up my mileage, and on my 50th birthday, I ran 10 miles and then registered for my first marathon.
And you went on to run 13 marathons?
Yes.
And have you done it all over the country? I mean, it's obviously
pretty much stayed in the Midwest and mostly in Michigan and Ohio. So, but I do intend to run a lot more, see a lot more of the country, and maybe just run half marathons. But I do have, there will be a marathon in my future, maybe in May.
Oh, that's fantastic. What kind of advice do you have for people out there who, you know, they think they need to get a little bit more exercise, or they think something like this sounds really fun? How do you get started?
Well, a little research is always good, and asking around about local running groups or what kind of activities. Now, I can tell you that 10 years ago, the idea of me thinking about running in a social group with another individual, it seemed like the last thing I possibly want to do. But you know, once I convinced myself I had to train with someone other than some online journal, I signed up for some local running programs, and much to my surprise, it's just the reason I kept running. I would have done one marathon and quit had I not become part of this social group that has kind of pulled me in and keeps me motivated and keeps me showing up every week.
Now, how's the family doing? Are they a little bit nervous about the run this weekend, or is everybody okay?
Yeah. Certainly a little bit nervous is a good term. And when I ran a half marathon in May, I think the term would have been very nervous. But yes, they still have some anxieties, and I'm not too concerned about a half marathon I plan to do in November, but I do have some anxieties about running a full marathon.
If anybody can do it, Pat Vanderbush, it's going to be you. You've got this.
And I'm certainly hoping that, and I appreciate that vote of confidence, Ann. I do, during the year, I volunteer at our local running group or running organization, and two of my runners are going to be running Detroit, so I'm excited. One's a first-time marathoner. I'm excited to hand her some water as she passes through our fluid station.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we wish you all the best. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we can't wait to hear how you did.
Thanks so very much, Ann. Greatly, greatly appreciate it, and thanks so much for this opportunity.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit. Enjoy the rest of your day.